Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. When Jesus conquered the kingdom of darkness, he also destroyed the power fear had over mankind. Now, every child of God has a covenant right to live a fearless life in Christ Jesus. After the terrorist attack on America on September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland began teaching believers that God has given them authority to live fear-free in the midst of a fearful world. We can see from events in our world now that this message is vital for all believers to hear again. So start enjoying a fearless life today. Take authority over fearful thoughts and cast all your cares over on God because he cares for you.
Love is God and God is love. Amen. Amen. All right. The person that allows fear to contaminate their thinking, contaminate their speaking, will contaminate their faith. Now remember, we found this out last night also, that when you got born again, you no longer had a fountain of fear on the inside of you. You have the fountain of faith in there. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but faith worketh by love. Now if you're in this double-minded, hesitating frame of mind, and here you go. You got your ticket, you got your little bag, and you're headed out there, and you know, 3 or 4 hours early, whatever it takes now, to get through that mess. And you're in the line, and you're thinking, I don't know whether I'm gonna get on this thing or not. Oof. Lord, should I get on this airplane? You never know these days. Who said that? In 1 second you're thinking, I'm not going to act in fear. I'm going to get on this airplane. But what if that is God telling me this thing going to crash? Yeah, but if it was God, you see where that's headed? You got contaminated fear. One of them, faith is negating the fear, and the fear is negating faith, and there you stand. A zero. Now, you know which one will win? Fear. Because fear is oppressive, and faith is not. Faith is bold. Now, you release the faith and tap the fear, faith will always win. You don't lock in on what might happen. You lock in on what love has said in his word. And you become steady. I don't care if you're jumping around on the inside. Don't ever jump around on the outside. Don't tip the devil off. If you have to, deliberately slow down. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in me. I have no fear. I fear neither man nor beast nor demon. God is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? I tell you, it don't take you long, particularly if you practice this very long. It don't take you long. I mean, you get to laughing at death. You get to laughing at the devil. I mean, you just spit in his eye. And he does not have a clue what to do with you. But you start this thing, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, what are we going to do? Hurry up, Brother Copeland, hurry up. They're going to die before we get there. Go, go, what are we going to do? Oh, God, Marge, what am I going to do? Oh. That kind of praying is disastrous. I can't say it stiffly enough. It brings disaster. Fear-based prayer brings and sets up disaster. Let's go to the book of Job for a moment. In the very first part of the first chapter, verse 4, Job's sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. Nothing wrong with that. And offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said. Now, he didn't say something of faith. He made the mistake. He didn't realize he was doing this. He made the mistake of speaking fear. Now, this is where it starts, right here. He said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in his heart. Thus Job did continually. Well, if he did it continually, that means he said that continually. He's got a worried mind, doesn't he? His praying for his children is fear-based, not faith-based. He's doing all the right actions. He's making sacrifice, but he's not making it in faith. So if you make it in fear, you have to make it over and over and over and over and over again. If you make it in faith, you don't have to make it but once. Now then, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before love, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said to the adversary, Satan, whence comest thou? Then the adversary, Satan, answered love and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And love said to Satan, the adversary, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Satan answered the Lord of love and said, does Job fear you for nothing? Does he honor you for nothing? Oh, it's a good thing I'm not God. Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed or empowered the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. You put forth your hand now, touch all that he has, and he'll curse you to your face. The Lord of love said to Satan, the adversary, behold, that word means look, low, L-O, which means look and see. It means see. I looked up every word in the Bible translated behold. And there's no word in there that says here. It says look. My translation is look, stupid. Satan has no revelation of it. Quit giving him credit where he doesn't have any coming. Behold, look, all that he has is in your hand. Only upon himself put forth not your hand. So Satan the adversary went forth from the presence of the Lord love. Now I'll tell you something else the Lord is. He is not a liar. No way. He did not give Satan the authority to come on to Job. Now the first thing that this refutes is God didn't have anything to do with it. Satan tried to get him to do it.
and he wouldn't do it.
That's right.
Satan is the adversity. God is love. Now listen to what, don't forget that God calls things that be not as though they were. He called Job upright. He called Job perfect. He called Job mature. He called Job none like him. I don't care what Job was doing. God, love, knew him before the foundation of the world. Love is telling the devil the same thing about you. That's my perfect child. That's my sinless baby. Oh, how could he say that about somebody like me? The blood. He has faith in the blood. Amen. Now, once you settle that, see, we've already found out what was going on here. We found out how Job allowed himself to get into Satan's authority. We found out how he did it. Fear-based prayer. Fear-based confession over his children. Continual sacrificing over and over and over and never believing a one of them. Now, I want you to notice what happened. Let's just read in verse 13. There was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them, took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I'm the only one escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another one and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. Now, first of all, here's a bunch of wicked people that came on the scene. Well, God didn't send them, did he? Second of all, there's a strong squall line came through there, and it was full of lightning and set the whole place on fire. And then while he was yet speaking, there came another one and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I'm the only one left to tell it. And while he was yet speaking, there came another one and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. Everything that happened to his cattle, to his children, to his property, everything that happened there is under the curse. None of that stuff came before the fall. None of that was in the Garden of Eden. It came with the curse, came with the fall, and it came on him through the fear. Now let's go to the third chapter, verse 25 and 26. This is extremely revealing. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Now look at this verse right here. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Now, what's he talking about here? How come you say that like this? Now, here's what happens to fear-based believing, fear-based praying, and fear-based thought life. He said, I wasn't quiet. I was upset. He thought he was being conscientious about this thing. He said, I had no peace about this. I was not still about it. And now in our vernacular day, he said, I'll tell you what, I worried about this thing day and night. I prayed over them kids every time they went to one another's house. And I tell you, I did all I knew how to do, and it came on me anyway. That's what fear-based prayer sets up for you. Now, God's the one who's getting the problem. You thought you were so sincere. You thought you were so conscientious here. Oh, and you think if somebody were to tell you, don't carry that care, you all you hear is irresponsibility. You're not hearing faith if this is your mindset. Now, not like Job, we don't do sacrifices, but we plead the blood. Our sacrifice has already been made. Amen? Now, the Amplified Translation in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 said, casting the whole of your care over on him once and for all. Now, the next step, that I'm telling you this, the next 30 seconds, I guarantee you your mind will give you a chance to be afraid. And it'll start trying to talk to you about what you just cast over on God. You have to obey the word that says casting down imaginations, reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of love, against the word of God, against what you know the word already says about this situation. Then the Bible says, be anxious, fearful about nothing, but in everything. This don't mean this now and then when you think about it. Everything. Now, if God said everything, that means two things. One, it means everything. Two, it means you can do it. It's doable. Not without faith in the Holy Ghost, but it's doable. And it also means anything less than everything is going to contaminate your faith with that anxiety. Oh, Brother Copeland, you mean all of my thoughts? What do you want to put up with a little trash for? It says, cast them down. It says, be anxious, fearful, worryful, careful about nothing. Yes. But in everything through prayer and thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known unto God. Not through begging, through prayer and thanksgiving. Then it also says, casting down imaginations, every high thing. But now the next verse of that is, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of the anointed one and his anointing. Or you could put it like this, to the obedience of the Lord who loves you. Now what you do? How do you bring it into obedience? Well, for one thing, you speak instead of think. You can't fight thoughts with thoughts. That's like trying to fight fear and faith in the same thing. But the way you were created by God, words have authority over thoughts. And if you speak out loud after having made a decision, then your mind and your word facility and faculties have to stop and see what your mouth had to say. Because a spoken word has authority over the thought word. You've seen us demonstrate this before, but it's a demonstration that the Lord gave me, and it's moving in me right now to do it, so we'll demonstrate it. There are people that think that I don't care how powerful you are in faith, you just can't control your mind like that. Yes, you can. Some people try to pray, God, don't let me have any more bad thoughts. Well, you have to be dead, brother. Because we're living around them and in them. But you can change frequencies. Now, will you do what I ask you to do? Will you do what I ask you to do?
Yes.
Begin counting now from 1 to 10 silently. Out loud, tell me your name. What happened to your counting? Now, don't tell me you can't control your mind. You have to make the decision. Be quick to act on God's word, on love's word, and obey it every time that stinking thinking comes. I don't care if you have to do what I did, get up and get out of bed. Now, let me inject this right here. Do not ever, I cannot emphasize this strongly enough, never, ever, 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 ever go to bed at night and go to sleep entertaining a fear of something that might come on you or take your healing away from you or something, you know. I know I've been delivered from that. I just hope the devil don't put that back on me. You get up out of that bed right now. Don't you ever go to sleep at night. Don't you ever put your mind in the hands of fear before you go to sleep. It is a deception of Satan, and people lose what they've gained by faith, by allowing that fear to contaminate you right before you go to sleep and put you in a position where you're unable to protect yourself and you've set God up where he can't. Well, the devil just keep worry-warting you. He'll talk to you in your sleep if you let him in there. And with fear, you're attached to him. Fear is the spirit connection to oppression. Now, get up, take authority over it, and after you practice it a while, you'll get to where you'll catch it just like that. You'll catch it the very second it comes in, you didn't laugh out loud. Ha, 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 you ain't putting that on me, you piece of trash. Get out of my bedroom, dear Lord. This is my sanctuary. How dare you? Now, you may want to get up and dance around a little while. Just nail him right on the spot. You're driving down the highway, and you got your tape going, and you're just driving down. You may be singing a song, and a little flash just across your mind. What if an 18-wheeler was to jump over in my lane and crash my car and dine, 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 and you ain't paying attention to it? You put that thing to flight right then. Every thought, every high thing, you just say it out loud. I cast that imagination down right now. You get out of my mind. You get away from me. My Father's angels are around this car in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, if you have something here you need to say to me about this, speak on, Father. I love you and you love me. Just start in on it right then. Don't let that thing get 1 second hold of your thing. And I'm telling you, and if it's something that is disastrous, and if you've put up with it a while, you'll get in the habit of thinking about it all the time. Then you'll perpetuate the thing. But if you're in the habit of thinking on the word, thinking on the love of God, that's what you perpetuate.
You can live free from all fear. You've been delivered from fear through Christ Jesus, and the choice is yours to live in freedom, peace, and victory today. In the audio series, Freedom from Fear, Kenneth Copeland explains what fear is and how you have the power to choose to live free from its clutches. He explains that living faithful will set you up to be fear-free. Faith and fear are exact opposites. They're both spiritual, unseen forces. One is faith in God, and the other is faith in death. The command, fear not, is repeated over and over in the Bible, and this teaching will make it clear how to stop fear in its tracks and experience the power, love, and sound mind that God has given you. Don't wait another moment. Make the decision to strip all fear from your life. Learn how to face every challenge with confidence and experience total freedom from fear.
Get your free copy of Freedom from Fear, a four-message series by Kenneth Copeland. Download it today free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. You'll discover how Jesus destroyed Satan's weapons of fear and gave you his victory. Learn how you can begin living in peace, boldness, and freedom from fear. This offer is good for 30 days, so be sure to download your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast the whole of your care, that's all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. God loves us, and he doesn't want us burdened with the fear that comes from care and worry. As a matter of fact, we were not designed to carry that. Instead, he wants us to bring our worries and concerns to him so he can give all of us his peace and bring his power into our situations. So take the time to get in his presence and stay in the presence of your Heavenly Father. He is so ready to share with you the answer for every question and solution for every problem. Now, if you need prayer, call our prayer line. Let one of our prayer ministers pray the word in faith with you. God's word has the answer to every problem for every situation. Come into agreement with God's word and let it undergird your faith to walk in the reality of your victory in him. All of our KCM offices around the world have prayer ministers on staff. To contact the office nearest you, visit our website, kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.